Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Let's get out to the desert, David. Let's bring in our friend Mike Palm from Circa Resorts and Casinos. And Mike, of course, knows a little something about the wide world of sports gambling and a little contest that has gone wrong for so many people. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing? Great to be back on the airwaves with you.
Doing well, Mike. Hey, any truth that you were supposed to do this last week, but you couldn't actually speak after Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois?
That's so mean.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on the Notre Dame running back the same playbook over and over again. Let's go find an ACC quarterback that has a mediocre game against us and make him our quarterback. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Everybody got excited because they wanted Kyle Field, but it had nothing to do with Riley Leonard. It had to do with the A&M quarterback was horrible, and the running game wore him down in the fourth quarter. But they're going nowhere fast, and now they've painted themselves into a corner where they've got to win out. They've got to win at USC. We'll see how good USC is this week at Michigan.
Yeah, they've got to run up the score. I think that's what we learned. And just so you know, Mike, David does this to me every day. Kind of, you know, presses the buttons, winds me up.
With a smile.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about the Survivor Pool, because I'm fascinated by this. I guess in week one, those lousy Cincinnati Bengals ruined everyone's life. And so many people got knocked out. What happened in week two? Do we know the league yet? Have we figured anything out? And what is the state of the Survivor Pool?
Well, listen, guys, I mean, so we went from 1,000 to 3,000 to 6,000 to 9,000 last year to 14,000 entries this year, right?
Incredible.
And the Bengals took out that additional 5,000 we got in week one. The last 2 years, 2 years ago, after week three, 73% of the entries had been eliminated. Last year, after week three, 73% of the entries had been eliminated. Well, this year we did it in 2 weeks. 73% of the entries are eliminated. Six of the top eight choices went down last week, including the number one choice, the Baltimore Ravens, blowing a 10-point lead to the Raiders in the fourth quarter. I think it just goes back to the hardest time to handicap is at the start of the year. There's eight new head coaches. There's 10 new starting quarterbacks, right? You have no idea. A lot of people don't really get seriously involved in wagering till they've watched a team play for 3 or 4 weeks to get an idea. It's hard to know how different pieces fit together when there's so much fluidity in the NFL. But, you know, I will say this. In the other contest, the Millions, which is pick five games against the point spread, the contestant's overall record last week was only 37%, which is the lowest single week we've ever had in the 6 years of doing the contest.
So with all those numbers, Mike, that you just described, and it is remarkable, and the Bengals did ruin everything for everyone. What is the empathy package?
So Derek, who is well known as an empathetic billionaire, said, you know, I feel bad.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, right. The everyman billionaire. People flew out to Las Vegas and they put up their money and they didn't, you know, really get a sweat out of it if you're gone in the first 2 weeks. So we're going to be empathetic and say, come on back on us. Anytime between November 3rd and December 26th. Now, this is Fridays and Saturdays excluded. So Sundays through Thursdays. If you had one or two entries, you get two free nights at Circa. If you had three or more entries, you get three free nights anytime in that Sunday through Thursday block. And we'll give you also a day bet at Stadium Swim with a zero minimum on it. So get people back out here, give something back to the folks. And by the way, it doesn't hurt because that's kind of the time of year we need occupancy.
Well, that's great. Honestly, that is great. We've been to Circa. We know how much fun it is. Fantastic thing to do for people. And I guess when I look at the league, do you feel comfortable? You know, we're obviously in Chicago. We're looking at the Bears. They are a 1.5-point dog going into Indy. And Indy's 0-2. And they lost to Malik Willis, for the love of God. And yet they're favored over the Bears. What does that say about what people have seen thus far from Caleb Williams? And is that more about the protection issues the Bears have than anything else?
Well, you guys both know the line isn't any good. Yeah. I mean, we've seen that through 2 weeks. They had 140 yards against Tennessee. That was a miracle game. Will Levis might just be the dumbest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. I mean, he proved it again last week. But I'll give you a stat. Here's another stat. And I'm not a huge stat guy, but since 2010, in week three, when an 0-2 team plays a 1-1 team, the 0-2 team is covering at a rate of 70%, 30-15-1. It's a strong trend, and I get the reasoning behind it. 0-2 teams are very desperate, right? You go 0-3, you're not making the playoffs. Indianapolis' problem is their defense is so vanilla and so basic, and Gus Bradley never changes it, and they don't stop the run. We'll see if the Bears can take advantage of it. I mean, this will be by far the easiest defense they faced in the 3 weeks. Tennessee is a legitimate defense as well. I don't know if I could even get involved in this game. It's probably going to be a field goal game one way or another. But look, the Bears can go in there and take advantage of Gus Bradley's defense and come out of this 2-1. I mean, that's kind of the start that everyone was looking for. I don't think anybody at the start of the year circled the game in Houston on Sunday night and said, we're going down there and winning.
What do you make of the kickers having 35 or 37 from 50 or more yards? And how does that affect the betting if it does at all?
Well, he, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but all summer I was against Baltimore, and I said nobody wants to talk about Justin Tucker has been on the decline for 3 years. He's no longer close to the best kicker in the game. You mentioned 35 and 37. The two misses are Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Okay? These guys are automatic. They're not only do they hit from 50, it's right down the middle. It's not even close. You want to say that it affects the totals up because they can make field goals longer, but the passing offenses have not been good. I mean, if you look at all the metrics, the yards per attempt, the yards per completion, the quarterback ratings, they're all at 10, 15 years low through the first few weeks. I don't know if that's a product of just poor quarterback play. I don't know if that's a product of defenses are playing more with the two safeties and they really want to take everything away and turn everybody into check down artists. I'm not sure yet. It's still 2 weeks is still a pretty small sample size. I do think it's interesting, though, when you're betting in-game and late-game situations, how reliable field goal kickers are. That certainly affects that.
Mike, who's legitimate and who isn't? In other words, Chargers, Chiefs, Steelers, Bills, Texans, all 2-0. The Seahawks are 2-0. The Vikings are 2-0. The Saints, the Buccaneers. The Saints are scoring points at, like, a rate that we haven't seen. Are these all legitimate? Normally 2-0 really good, and conversely, 0-2 spells disaster. The Rams are 0-2. We know the Giants and Carolina. I'm just wondering who you see as a legitimate bad team, Broncos, Bengals, Ravens. I mean, it doesn't make sense, some of these teams that are losing teams versus some of these teams that are winning teams.
I think Cincinnati will still be okay. That division is really interesting with the Bengals and Baltimore both start out 0-2, and Pittsburgh has two ugly wins, right? So that's interesting. I don't think the Rams are going to be any good. I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think their offensive line, they got so many injuries now on the offensive side of the ball. And don't tell me they're not going to miss Aaron Donald. Look, it's hard to have quibbles with the 2-0 teams, because they've all gone on the road and done it as well. I mean, the Kubiak's son looks like, Ann Sullivan, the miracle worker with Carr. I mean, don't that offense looks great. And Kamara looks healthy, and they found this receiver from Weber State, and they look really good. I mean, they almost had a perfect game against Dallas, 80-yard drive, 70-yard drive, 70-yard, 70-yard drive. I think Tampa Bay's pretty good, too. They go into Detroit and win that game. Seattle starts off in a great spot. They're the only 2-0 team in the West. I kept saying Arizona's better than – nobody talked about Arizona all summer because they're in a division where they're talking about the three other teams. That Arizona offense is legit. If they can get their defense to play at all, they had a 10-point lead in Buffalo in the first half as well. Now, Arizona's a pretty good team. I still think in the NFC that the 49ers and the Lions are probably the best two teams, and then you have to draw a level after that. I think the AFC, just give Kansas City the one seed and let's start the playoffs. They're going to win 13 games. And then we'll see who can mount a challenge. They probably won't have to go on the road this year. Buffalo did look very good in Miami even before Tua got hurt. I was impressed with Buffalo. But we'll see if the Saints can keep this going. Interesting game with Philadelphia this week. But, you know, New Orleans has always played well against the Eagles. They've given the Eagles trouble for many, many years. And the Eagles coming off that mind-numbing decision not to run the ball and how that team is going to be. Remember, Sirianni lost the locker room at the end of last year. I think we have to remember that. So it's danger time here for the Eagles.
Great stuff, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Great catching up, buddy.
Keep the faith.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
That is Mike Palm from Circa Resort and Casinos in Las Vegas. Does a great job. Runs the D as well. And just a world-class dude. Good man.
Yeah, nice guy. Notre Dame fan. Tough.
Yeah, and immediately you go at him with that.
I'm not going at him.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going at him.
Do you have any idea? My brother.
I know.
No one, you're kidding around. He gave you 5 minutes of hell.
I know, but the thing is that
you're having fun.
They won last week. You know, all is well, right?
They got two linemen injured while
they're hosting Miami of Ohio, Chuck Martin and Miami of Ohio, his team coming into South Bend, the greatest venue in sports, according to Chuck Martin. We talked about that yesterday. That was kind of funny. So, yeah, good to hear from Mike Palm. Also a big Cub fan, so it's got to be a tough day after the Cubs officially eliminated from the NL Central race last night when the Brewers celebrated long into the night, into the wee hours of the morning.